Yes, Chuck. Let's see. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Yeshua, thank you. Thank you. We want to enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We love you, Yeshua. We love you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. What a powerful worship time we had this morning. I want to say good morning to everyone. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. I pray you had a blessed week and was able to bring honor and glory to the name of Yeshua. Because that is what we always want to do. Lift up the name of Yeshua. Bring honor and glory to his name. Amen. I would love to hear your testimonies, questions, and positive comments as well. So send me an email sometime. My email is lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. Let me know what the Lord is doing for you and how you're applying these messages I'm sharing. I want to know. But let's get into today's message. You know, the other day I was talking to the Lord and praying about a situation in my life. And I heard the Lord say, resist the devil. I knew it was not only an instruction to me, but also my message for today. But we're going to talk about resisting the devil. This morning, we're going to explore one of the most powerful verses in the New Testament about spiritual warfare. James 4:7, which says, submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let's break this down and see how we can apply it to our lives. But first, as always, what I'm about to share is only a small amount on this topic. So be a Berean and let the message be a catalyst for further Bible study on your part. The first command in James 4:7 is to submit yourself then to God. This is the foundation of everything. Submission to God means aligning our will with His. It means humbly recognizing that He is the all-knowing, all-powerful Creator, and we are His beloved children. When we submit to God, we open ourselves up to His guidance, His strength, and His peace. We say with our words and actions, not my will, but yours be done in and through me. In Psalms 119:133, David says, take control of my life that I may be kept from the sin snares, that I may be blameless and innocent of great transgression. That's submission. It's surrendering our lives to God's loving control and choosing to live according to His ways. First way we surrender to God is by being born again. As I've said many times before, Peter says in Acts 2:38, repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Once we are born again, the Holy Spirit helps us to continue submitting to God and to resist the devil. Through the new birth, we have been rescued from the kingdom of darkness and transferred to the kingdom of His beloved Son, according to Colossians 1:13. We have entered into a blood covenant with the Creator, Yeshua HaMashiach. Now, once you're submitted to God, the second part of James 4:7 kicks in. resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Notice the order here. We can't effectively resist the devil until we first submitted to God by being born again and receiving the Holy Spirit. When we're living in submission to God, His power flows through us, and we have the strength to resist Satan's attacks. The word resist here is a military term. It means to stand against, to oppose. When the devil attacks us with temptation, accusation, and oppression, we're to stand firm against him, armed with the truth of God's word and the power of his Spirit. And you know, sometimes just saying the name of Jesus is enough, because there's power in the name. However, let's look at some biblical examples. In Matthew 4, Yeshua is tempted by Satan in the wilderness, but he doesn't argue with Satan or get into a debate. No, he simply quotes scriptures. He says, "It is written." When we know God's word, we can resist the devil's lies with the truth found in the written word. Whatever situation you find yourself in, find a scripture. The scripture will help you resist the devil. There are quite a few resources out there that give you scriptures for every situation. Find one and use it if you must. There are also many Bible study tools available today, and many are free. You can even download Bible study apps to your cell phone. Read and study the Bible for yourself. When you have the word in you, the word will come out of you when the battles rage. Another example is Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. You know, the famous armor of God passage. Paul tells us to put on God's armor so we can stand against the devil's schemes. That armor is truth, righteousness, gospel, peace, faith, salvation, and the word of God. When we're wearing this armor, we're ready to resist the devil. Put on your armor every day. Also, clothe yourself in the righteousness of Yeshua. We can't act all righteous and expect to win. Isaiah 64, 6 tells us that our righteousness is as filthy rags. And Romans 3:22-23 says, "But it is the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." When Yeshua told us in Matthew 5:20, "For I say to you that unless your righteousness far surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." When I engage in spiritual warfare, first I humble myself and repent. The devil won't listen to you if you're in agreement with him. Let me say that again. The devil won't listen to you if you are in agreement with him. So come out of agreement with him. Repent. Put everything under the blood of Yeshua. Remind yourself and the devil who you are now. You are now a child of God in a blood covenant with the Creator. Wow. And I've taught on the blood covenant before. When you're in a blood covenant, everything that Yeshua has is yours. His angel armies are at your disposal. Amen? So remind the devil, you're a blood-bought child of God in a blood covenant with the Creator. Then I declare that I do not come in my own righteousness, but clothed in the righteousness of Christ Yeshua, my Lord and my Savior. This shows humility as we acknowledge that without the Lord, we have nothing. I tell the enemy that I come in the authority of Yeshua, and every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. when I command him to submit to the power and authority of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Creator. Then I use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I declare, it is written, and use the scriptures that Holy Spirit brings to my remembrance. When I follow these steps, I win every time. Because the amazing promise of James 4:7 is that when we resist the devil, he will flee. That's a powerful image, isn't it? The devil, this roaring lion seeking to devour us, will run away with his tail between his legs when we stand against him in God's power and authority. What promises we have. What promises. Read the Bible and learn what the promises that God has for you are there for you to use as weapons of warfare. So how can we apply this verse to our lives? First, submit to God. Seek his will. Obey his word. Trust in his goodness. Then resist the devil. When he attacks, give in or compromise. Stand firm on God's truth. Don't say, the devil made me do it. Put on the armor of God. Clothe yourself in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Use the power and authority you have in Yeshua and watch as the devil flees. Then he won't be making you do anything. Amen. Here are a few more scriptures that are good to remember when you are tempted or you feel attacked by the enemy. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except something common to mankind. And God is faithful, so he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. Here we see that the Lord does provide the way of escape. Look for it and use it. You will not be tempted above or beyond what you are capable of enduring. Why? Because there's a way of escape. You must look for it and use it. Hebrews 2:18 says, for since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. And Hebrews 4:15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things, just as we are, yet without sin. In these verses, we are reminded that Yeshua understands temptation. He himself endured it and did so without sin. He is our example, and he will help us. When you are tempted, call out for his help, and he will come. James 1:12-14 says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. No one is to say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. There you go. Here we see that God does not tempt us with evil or sin. It is our own lust and impure desires that lead us into temptation. That is why we must first repent. We must come out of agreement with the enemy. Bury that old man and leave him in the grave. Be washed in the blood. Put on your armor. Clothe yourself in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior. Call on his help and declare what God says about the situation. When you are tempted to sin, knowing how God feels about that sin can help you resist as you speak his will and look to please Him in all of your ways. Read the Bible, and you will learn what God's will is. Remember how Jesus taught His disciples to pray, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." It is not God's will that any perish. He desires that all come into the kingdom be saved. He has given us the power and authority to resist the devil and destroy the works of the enemy. When we desire the will of the Father, He comes to help us. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, help us to submit to You more and more each day. Fill us with Your Spirit and Your Word as we commit to spending time with You every day in prayer and Bible study. Give us the strength to resist the devil, that we may stand firm for Your glory. Bring the verses we need for each situation to our remembrance, that we may wield the sword of the Spirit wisely. Guide us in the path of righteousness for Your name's sake. This week, as we do life, keep us safe and provide us with our daily bread, both natural and spiritual. In Jesus' name. And all the people say, Amen. You know, during worship today, we heard the Lord say, "Declare my word back to me, and I will come and act on your behalf." And He told me to tell you before ending this message. Wow, what a promise. The Lord has promised to hear you when you call upon Him, when you declare His word back to Him. Tell Him what He said about that situation in the Bible. If you're financially strapped, find scriptures that talk about the blessings of the Lord and how when you tithe, He will rebuke the enemy for your sake. Amen. If you're sick, find healing scriptures and declare that He is your healer and that He took the stripes that you might be healed. And He healed all those who came to Him. Whatever the situation, find the verse that speaks to you and tell God. Remind Him what He said in the Bible. And He promised here today that He will hear you and He will come and act on your behalf. Amen? So I encourage you to do this this very afternoon. Seriously. This afternoon. Make it a family project. If you have family, fathers, mothers, get your children, gather them around. Have them find scriptures that will empower the family to walk in victory in every area of your lives. Amen. Amen. What a powerful service we've had. So until next week, I bless you with shalom in your home.